So welcome, BSPs, to our pre-show here on Phil TV in HD. We have so many fucking things going on around here. One of these days, I'm going to be really happy to watch us just kind of boil it all down to one thing. Like, go here, push this button. We've got Listen Live on our website. We have Listen Live on TuneIn. You can come to philhenryshow.com and watch Phil TV, as you guys are watching right now, if you have an all-access pass. So this is a very select group of people, and as well it should be. You guys are our BSPs with your all-access whatever, and you're groovy. And this is going to be a particularly, I don't know if it'll be tough for you or not, but I've tried to come up with questions that are going to necessitate above-average knowledge of our radio show. But I don't think they're that hard. Because I know that there are people that listen fairly closely and or have listened fairly closely down through the years to our show. So and with the archives being available online, you can also pick up clues there. We're just kind of letting the phones ring through right now, and we'll take them in order. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And as I say, I've got on my handy iPhone here some questions for you guys. Now, this is the VIP package. And you will get the specifics, if you're a winner, you'll get the specifics from our crew. But let me just tell you that it includes two VIP tickets to the show. And that's a real VIP section they have at the Hollywood Improv. Also drinks, which I believe are both of your drink minimum is obviously covered. It's a two-drink minimum there at the Improv. Also a swag bag of groovy shit, autographed stuff from me, a meet and greet with me, I have to be able to, if you're a man, I need to be able to feel, to touch your penis, but that will only be, we'll give you a Valium for that. I'm fucking around, I better say it, that's not true, because somebody may take me seriously, and then they may demand it, you know, like, well, what about my dick? No, I just, all right, so that is the question, that is the statement of fact, that is the statement of reality, and let's go to our phones, let's quit fucking around here, because people are going to get really pissed off at me, as they already are, and go to our first caller here this morning, and good morning, let's see, good morning, what is your username?
Backs2Door.
Backs2Door, can you spell it for me, man?
It's Boy Adam Charles King, the number 2. David Ocean Robert.
Oh, 2Door. Oh, back 2Door.
Yeah, back 2Door.
Oh, cool. All right. Sorry, man.
No, that's all right.
All right, brother. All right. I'm going to be asking two questions here of each caller.
Boy.
They're kind of tough, but by the same token, you're a man among men that you're even taking the shot. You know what I'm saying? So good for you. good for you, man. You know? Here we go, and again, these are questions that would necessitate, I would think, a above-average knowledge of our radio show. Jay Santos' real job is as a what?
Oh, shit. He's a...
His real job, you know what he does? He's the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah. Man, I've listened to your show for a long time. I can't remember.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, man. And obviously, I've got, and my memory is fucked up. I don't remember what we do from one day to the next on the show, but then I can think back. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I think I got that Alzheimer's thing, man. My short term is gone, but my long term is really good.
What's the other question?
Well, you'd have to get both of them right. Are you giving up here, or?
Well, I can't, man. I can't believe it. I thought I've been listening to this all month, and I'm like, man, I know that.
I know. But we made these questions because this is kind of a super prize.
Oh, it is? Oh, crap.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Pawnee City, Nebraska.
How are you going to get out here for the fucking show, man?
Oh, is that what it's for?
Yes. It's for the goddamn VIP package, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I don't know. I just called.
Oh, yeah. That's why these are tough, you know. It's for the VIP package to our show on the 5th at the Hollywood Improv. You have to fucking come out from Nebraska. How many connector flights is that? You know, it's like, okay, to Denver, then L.A., I guess. That'll probably work.
Probably two.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do here, man. Two back door. Let me give you, if you, and you haven't won this month, have you?
Huh?
You haven't won this month, have you?
No, this is the first time I've called.
Why don't we, Alex, why don't we give Two Back Door, you know, we'll give you a consolation prize of a Phil Henry Show coffee mug, if that'll work, man.
Actually, that's what I wanted.
Okay.
Hey, actually, it's back two door.
Back numeral two.
Yeah, back, the number two, D-O-O-R.
D-O-O-R as in two-door sedan, only back two-door.
Yeah, back two-door.
You got it, man. All right, we got your username. I'm going to send you a coffee mug, man. We'll send you a confirming email. But
all right.
The answer to the question was, he works as a security guard.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yep, that's it.
None.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. The best skit you've ever done was the one where Mavis Leonard's cat peeled off underneath the couch. By far the best. That's the funniest damn thing I've ever heard in my life.
The cat did what?
He took a shit underneath the couch.
Oh.
The cat, Eric, and they couldn't find it, and they were trying and trying. They could do, but they couldn't find it.
It stunk the joint out, huh?
Yeah.
Far out.
That's damn skit.
All right, brother. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, and thanks for letting me talking to you.
Hey, no problem, man. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There's back two doors. So that cat was in Nebraska. He was not about to win, you know, come out to L.A. for the show. All right. So the answer to that question was Jay was a security consultant, or was a security guard. So you kind of get the idea here. What's up? Our number is 855-500-7445. This is for the VIP package on June the 5th, which is coming up next Thursday, or this coming Thursday, however you guys like to put it. And that is, of course, at the Hollywood Improv. Let's go to our next call here. I don't want to keep screwing around. Good morning. What is your username?
Yes, hi. Good morning. My username is Evan Joseph D.
Evan Joseph D, as you just said it.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. So it would be the name Evan, E-V-A-N, Joseph, and then the letter D?
You got it. That's
all right, dude. Here is your first of two questions.
Okay.
Art Griego's original, in fact, I just mentioned this on the show the other morning. Art Griego's original name on our show was what?
Oh, gosh. I heard this. Mm.
Yeah, just mentioned it the other day.
Oh, God almighty. Original name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm blowing it.
He was very early on, and he wasn't even at that time Art Griego.
Oh, Lord almighty. God, it is on the tip of my tongue. I'm sorry, I'm wasting your time.
You're not wasting my time, man. It's not a problem at all. We mentioned the other morning, his name was Ed Woosney, and he was one of Saddam Hussein's hostages.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
All right, not a problem. Where are you calling from, man?
I am now in Scottsdale, yeah. I turned on a bunch of my friends still in Hollywood under your show coming up, so they're all pumped to go.
Oh, well, dude, I'm happy that you're giving us a call. We'll give you a consolation prize this morning. Of a Phil Henry Show, or whatever you... What do we got, Alex? I don't want to run out of shit. How about we send you a Phil Henry Show coffee mug? And, just for being there. So it's Evan Joseph D as in dog.
You got it.
All right, man. And you're in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Unfortunately, yeah.
That ain't bad, man. No, that ain't bad, you know? I like going...
Yeah, it's all right. I miss L.A., man.
You're from L.A.? Yeah, okay, I can understand that, you know?
Yeah, right.
But you know what, man? I love to get out to the desert, man, especially when it's hot as fuck and there ain't nobody around. And the summer months are coming up, so who knows, you know?
We're getting there. Yeah, I heard on the show maybe last week that you're thinking about doing a show in Tempe.
Oh, we will definitely, we're definitely going to be in the Phoenix Tempe area because we have a couple of clubs out there. The Improv is out there, and they've got a huge club in Tempe. They got a 400-seater in Tempe, so...
Okay, right on.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to be coming your way, man. Thanks so much this morning, man, for talking
with
us.
Have a great day.
All right, dude, bye-bye. There's Evan Joseph, too, and we'll send him a confirming email, and he'll rock and roll with us. Let's go to another phone call. Good morning. What is your username?
Hi, Metcalf C.
Metcalf C. All right, man. Where are you calling from?
Mission Viejo.
You're in L.A. That's a good start, man.
Yeah.
All right. Race driver Paul Tubby Lane was great on the Sega race game. He wasn't good, though, as a regular race car driver because he would pee himself if he went over what speed limit?
Oh.
He was the guy that would piss himself if he went over a certain speed limit, and so he thought he was badass on that Sega game, but it really, you know, it wasn't the real thing.
Was it like 50 miles an hour?
God, you're 5 miles over, man. 45 miles an hour. Yeah, yeah.
Darn.
All right, dude, did you win this month at all?
No, I won one of the iPads.
Oh, one of the iPads? Okay, well, hang on. And it's Metcalf C. We're going to send you out a coffee mug.
Oh, awesome.
And we'll get you a confirming email on that, and we appreciate very much you calling us, man, all right?
Awesome. Thanks,
brother. Bye-bye. There's one of our regulars there, Metcalf C. So you guys are kind of getting the general gist of this thing, okay? Now, I'm just, to be honest with you, they're just picking and choosing these. So maybe they'll get easier. Maybe they'll get tougher. I don't know, but they are pretty tough. This is for our VIP package next week at the Hollywood Improv, which includes all of your drinks are covered, which includes VIP seating, which includes, you know, a swag bag, a meet and greet with me, as well as autograph stuff, etc. 855-500-7445 is our number. And here is another call. Good morning. What's your username? I'm sorry? It's Stephen Maxwell?
Susan Maxwell.
Oh, Susan Maxwell. How are you doing this morning, Susan?
I'm doing great. No more fires here in Oceanside.
You're in Oceanside. Awesome. Did you win this month at all?
I did. I got the Bobby Dulicki J.
Okay, cool. All right, man, here we go, because we said that you could be like that and everything else. Margaret Gray, when she first called the show, it was at KVEN in Ventura, and she called... On what topic? Why was she calling? Now, I'll give you a little bit of a hint.
Okay.
There had been a caller before her that she was reacting to.
Huh. I don't know if she didn't like their singing.
No, she was hot for the guy. And he was a real rednecky guy. He was like, "Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil. Love your show." And she calls him and she goes, "Oh my God, I'm my breath, I can't breathe. He was so sexy." That kind of thing. So pretty sick. All right, dude. Well, hey, you know what, man? And you did win a keychain. So I think you're covered. You got all the free shit from us you're gonna get.
Right.
Hey, listen, man, I appreciate you calling us. It's great to have you. Yeah.
When someone wins the VIP
package,
can I get their tickets?
Can
I buy their tickets that they purchased previously? I'm all out of.
What do you mean if they win the VIP? How do you know they've bought any?
Well, I hope they bought them.
I mean, that's between you and them. You know, I don't know what the policy. That's between you and them. You know, seriously.
Okay.
You know, but you can certainly message them via our website or wherever, and. Or get there. I think the email addresses are available, but it is a sellout, and it sold pretty fast. I got to be honest with you, I didn't expect it to sell out that fast. I wanted it to sell out. I didn't think it'd go a week ahead of time, so it just everybody jammed for the tickets. So we're going to do more. We're going to do more, man. And you're down at Oceanside, dude. We're going to do a show in Irvine, so you know we're going to be heading closer to you. Thanks for calling us, man.
All right, Phil.
All right, bye bye. Let's go to another call here. Good morning. What is your username? Okay, that's a hang-up. Somebody got nervous. Good morning. What's your username?
Atomic Ken.
Atomic Ken. Did you win this month at all?
I did. I won a Ted's Beverly Hills t-shirt.
Sweet. All right. Steve Dooley, Bobby's husband, was shooting up Darvon and selling fake IDs when Bobby met him in what city?
Mm-hmm.
Within the city limits of what municipality?
I'm going to say Pittsburgh.
No, it was Seal Beach, California. There was a bonfire going, and all the kids were hanging around, and there was Steve selling fake IDs and shooting up Darvon. What a fucking world, huh? All right, man.
All righty.
I appreciate you calling.
Thanks, sir.
All right, hang tough.
Bye.
See you later. Let's go to another call. God, I hope we're able to give this away. Good morning. What's your username?
You know, actually, it's my name and my age. Is that okay?
What's that again?
It's my name and my age.
Oh, Greg Hart. You can use any kind of username.
Okay, Greg Hart, and that's
H-A-R-T, Greg Hart, 53.
Greg Hart, 53. Greg, here we go, man. Let me see. I got to get cleaned up here. All right. At what frequency on the radio dial was Phil's Minneapolis radio station? My Minneapolis radio station was I shouldn't tell you because there's a possibility you're scanning. You could scan and look up. And I'm being an asshole about this.
No, yeah. I can't. No. Well, okay. So maybe can I ask? Was it AM or FM?
It was AM. It was AM.
It
was a talk station in Minneapolis, and it was a big motherfucking talk station in Minneapolis.
Okay. There's no way.
Well, so I was on WCCO. It was 830, 830. WCCO is like a monster signal and a huge CBS-owned and operated station.
Okay.
Listen.
You know, now that you mention that, I remember seeing that now.
Yeah, you know. Okay, dude. Not a problem, dude. Thank you, and hang tough. Bye-bye. Jesus Christ. All right, here we go. Next question. Next person. Good morning. What's your username?
Hi, it's Alan Groom.
Alan Green?
Yeah, Grooms.
Grooms. And Alan, did you win from us this month?
I sure did. I won, I believe it was last week, the Phil Hendry coffee mug.
No problem, man. All right. This was also a question from earlier this week. Steve Bozell's original name was what? His original name. It was not Bozell. But it sounded a little bit like Bozell.
You know, Phil, I'm just going to have to take a guess. Bozeman?
Bozeman? No. That's a great guess, because that's a city in Montana, so it exists. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. Actually, Bozeman is a really great city in Montana. It was actually Steve Warnell.
Oh, okay. Steve Warnell.
All right. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because we're kind of changing the rules of the game here as we go. I'm going to give you guys another shot at this.
Okay.
What I'll do is I'll ask two questions. If you can get one of the two correct, you got a chance of winning. I don't know if it's going to make things any better, but here goes. The next question is as follows. If you didn't get this one, I don't know how you're going to get the other one that we're going to ask you here. Steve signed a contract with his employees allowing him to do what to them? Specifically, it was a contract with his salespeople, and this contract allowed him to do what if they didn't make their number at the end of the month? Sales talk for sales, you know, the number of sales they made.
You said this is Steve Bozell?
Steve Warnell. This is back when he was a businessman out of Dallas, Tejas. And he had a contract with these guys. It's actually one of my favorite bits that we ever did. We actually did it in Miami. We didn't even do it in L.A., but I've talked about it a lot. And what was it that he was allowed to do?
Oh, man, Phil, you know what? I don't have a guess.
He signed a contract. They signed a contract allowing him to slap them across the face if they didn't make their...
All right, that sounds exactly like him, too. Okay.
Not a problem, man. And listen, you did win this month, so, you know, we'll talk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk on the flip-flop. I appreciate it very much for calling us, though, this morning.
Yeah, we're calling from Scottsdale also this morning, too, Phil. So
yeah,
really
we got
to be out here.
A lot of good people in Scottsdale. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
All right, brother. Bye-bye. And as I mentioned, we do have there's a couple of clubs in Scottsdale. All right, let's go to another caller. Good morning. What is your username? Hang up. Okay. Yeah, hang up. Good morning. What's your username? Good morning. Hello? Okay. Good morning. How you doing? What's your username?
Seventh Stranger.
I talked to you yesterday morning, man, huh?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Here's your question. Name the radio station that I first worked at in Ventura, California.
Let me think.
This, for the VIP package, for the whole goddamn thing.
You're scaring the shit out of me.
You can go into the club and drink booze and you know, and shit and everything, man. And your first two drinks are paid for. You know.
I need some booze right now.
And you'll
now.
Be in the VIP and you can go... Hey, I know that guy on the stage there. Sir, you have to be quiet. Okay, I just, you know.
Oh, my God.
And who's in our VIP? I could mention some of the actual, you know, movie stars and shit we've invited. Not that they said yes, but they may show up. And you'll be there with them, man. You'll be hitting on their girlfriends.
Oh, man.
The first station I ever worked at in Ventura as a talk show host.
I'm going to say... crap, I don't know.
K-V-E-N. K-V-E-N, as in Ven. K-Ven.
That's what I just said K-V-E-N.
No, you didn't. I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I just said it. We literally said it at the same time.
Oh, well, get out of here. You said you didn't know, and so I was giving you the answer. I couldn't hear it.
No, I swear to God, I said it. I mean, I wish somebody else could call in and confirm.
Oh, sure. I'm sure we have, you know, a number of people calling in and saying yes because you've paid them, you know, and I can't.
Oh, God.
I'm joking. No, I'm fucking around. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Let's
I'd have to get.
One.
I've got Alex on the other end listening very closely. Alex, he's the judge, and he's going to be the guy to make the call.
Okay.
So I tell you what, we'll hang around here and wait for Alex to text us. So, Alex, what do you think?
I mean, unless I went mute because I said it.
Well, you might have said it, but if you said it at the exact same time that I was saying it's K-V-E-N, we're going to just have to... I think it has to be audible.
I think I beat you by a millisecond, but maybe we just stepped on each other.
Yeah, and I got something for you to beat.
You know what, dude? He looks into it yesterday.
What do you mean by looks into it? No. What happened yesterday?
Oh, I was going to say, we were having a few beers down the street, and this guy had a shirt on that said Santa Cruz Surf and Paddle. And I so badly wanted to take
it. All right. The judge's opinion has come in.
Uh-huh.
You ain't going to like it.
He said no?
He said he did not hear it.
Yeah, he's a lion, Zach.
Well, yeah, yeah. I tell him that every day, man. I mean, it doesn't help, you know.
Okay, well,
all right.
I tried.
You know what I'll do is we'll ask you another question. The judges have weighed in, and they said ask him another question. All right.
Okay,
cool. Shit. I don't want to do this. Against all instinct, I don't want to give this guy. I'm joking. All right, here we go. Next question.
All right.
And this is for the whole goddamn thing.
Okay.
What frequency was Phil's Ventura radio station at?
Oh, man. 1450?
Yes. You're so lucky.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. You got it right.
Dude, I told you. I said
yeah,
you
but you know,
I don't know how nobody heard me.
How did you know it was 1450 so quickly after I said KV and you didn't? I'll tell you how. Because you have an inside mole in my operation. There's some chick somewhere, some guy that you... Okay, anyway, I'm kidding. All right, dude.
Dude, so, I'm literally standing in my hallway in the dark, like, going, holy shit right now. I don't know.
He's in the hallway in the dark. Are you clothed?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, and that's why my wife's laughing, actually, because I'm naked. Right?
Oh, your wife is. So you have a date, so it's like you'll be a normal listener with a wife. That'll be cool.
That's right.
All right.
I can't believe nobody heard me say KVEM is the reason. Didn't know, but I was panicking.
How did you know the answer to the frequency?
Because it's
it was right there on the website thing that you looked up and saw the thing. Yes.
No.
It's all right.
No.
All right. I don't want to ask any more questions because I'm liable to just start crying. I'll probably start weeping. No, but listen, the seventh stranger.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's beautiful, man. We got your name. We sent you the email yesterday, so you ought to be right there in the rolls. You
right.
are the winner.
Right.
And those were a couple of tough questions. And I know that I'm going to take no end of shit from BSPs everywhere for saying, "What'd you give to that guy? He didn't do it. I didn't hear him say it." You know. But hey, you know what? All judges' decisions are final. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. They're easier than what was the first thing Margaret Gray ever called in.
Yeah.
What was Steve Bozell's original name? I've been listening to you since like 2002, and I would not have known any of that stuff.
Yeah, that stuff is not in the archives. That stuff is just anecdotal. We've talked about it because you can't hear those shows. The earliest show we have in the archives is from Minneapolis. You know, I could, I probably could put some KVEN shit in there, but I think the cats that own the rights to that would flip.
Well,
but
the difference with these questions is if you research your career and stuff like that, in case you went this route, you could at least know. But I would not have known unless I had done research.
That's okay, because on Thursday night, I will query your wife extensively. Okay, let's get the truth here. Let's get the truth here. What did this guy... No, I'm kidding. But I... and by the way, man, what if you don't mind, can we get your real name? Or would that fuck it up for your anonymity?
No, my real name's Scott. That's fine. I have a gun. If any of the
not a problem. And what you just give us your first name and your wife's first name is what?
Her name is Sarah, without an H.
Sarah and Scott. We're going to see you guys on Thursday night. It's going to be awesome. It's just going to be an awesome show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Killer.
8 o'clock at the Hollywood Improv, and our very best to you, man. You'll get an email as to how you can claim all the shit, and then you know, we'll meet and talk after the show too.
We will be there with bells hanging from at least my balls.
Awesome. And you know what? I don't know how you're doing with designated driver situations, but you're where? Where do you live?
Santa Cruz.
Yeah. How the fuck are you going to get down here, man? You're going to have to take a few days off.
You know what, dude? I work from home. I'll just kind of bring out of here.
Excellent.
Around.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll just cruise down around noon and, you know, fudge it on Friday.
Get it. Grab a room at the W or something and, you know, and hang and have some fun.
Exactly.
All right. Scott and Sarah, out of sight.
Yeah.
So happy to do it for you guys. And we're very, very glad you're listening.
Thank you so much.
All right, buddy.
All right, later.
We'll talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye. So there is a seventh stranger from Santa Cruz, California. Just won yesterday. And like everything else on this show, probably no end of controversy over this one, where the judges weighed in saying they did not hear him answer the first question. We gave him a second. He came through on that one. And, you know, like I say, this is just kind of, believe me when I tell you that, we always want to, I personally would love to give it away on the very first person that calls. That's just so, you know, kind of get it out of the way and everything. But awesome. Scott and Sarah from Santa Cruz, California, they're going to drive down here, leave around noon. Yeah, not a bad idea. Come down to 101, boom, 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 check in at the hotel, get yourself a little mini bar shit, you know, go over, do the thing, walk, you know, whatever. The Improv is pretty cool. It's pretty centrally located to a lot of shit in a lot of other great stuff in Hollywood. So we're very happy to do it for you guys. Thank you for listening and thank you for being a BSP. And as we do more of these shows, and as I said, we're anticipating, we haven't scheduled it. We're anticipating a show in Irvine. We're anticipating shows in Arizona. We're anticipating, you know, gradually working our way out into the grand poobah that is America. We're going to be doing more of these VIP giveaways, so this is not the last, and we do appreciate you guys calling in and hanging with us on all this stuff. Beautiful. All right, so we got a radio show to do, or a podcast to do, I should say, and I know we have Chris Norton this morning, who is going to be talking about the fact that he is opening up a restaurant that features Cestes. And this gave him, he was inspired by this because he went into a restaurant, as you know, he likes to go to the Denny's there in Redondo Beach and have the Mexican scramble. And he also enjoys, what he calls Mestes or Mextex. It's actually Tex-Mex is the name of the cuisine. Tex-Mex is Texas Mexican food, but he fucks it up as he does everything and calls it Mextex, or in his parlance, Mestes. So based upon Mestes, he's going to have a Cestes or Sextex. It's a fucked up idea. As even if you know what, I was thinking to myself, that's not a half bad idea. You have a Tex-Mex restaurant and you can Tex, you know, chicks for free. But then didn't they do that with the telephone thing at one? Remember, do you guys ever remember a restaurant? You could go into restaurants. There was one in Orlando when I was starting my career out. We used to hang at some, my friend wanted to go into this place. I didn't. I was very, you know, it was so beneath me and below me. No, it was a place where you would call up chicks. They had phones in all the booths. You remember these? So Chris is going to take this into the modern tech era of testing. Only it's going to be sessing, okay? And what we're going to do is, you know, it'll be Cestes, or Tex-Mex, No, Cestas, yeah. Well, Chris, isn't it Mex-Tex? Isn't it Tex-Mex? What? Isn't it Mex-Tex? What is it? It's Tex-Mex.
Yeah, it's Tex.
Shut up. All right. That was exciting. Fuck, I'm out of breath, man. I'm out of everything. I'm out of toilet paper. I'm out of breath. I'm out of Bounty towels. Let's ask the younger me. Dude, did you ever think it would come to this?
Well, a lot of times I don't know.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying, but I'm not sure. Well, you know, and stuff.
Okay, Phil, thanks a lot. And by the way, I see that pimple cream was working real good. Not.
Yeah, shut up. You know how, and everything.
There's a pimple right on my chin. I remember taking this picture, and right on my chin, you can't see it. Not that they did any airbrushing in those days, which, by the way, there was a company that... all right, let's quit fucking around and get back to what it is we got to do. We got to get on the air. We're a minute late, man. So we're going to get back on the air. Okay, Phil?
Yeah, that's fine, but you're talking about a pimple.
Fuck that. You know, I don't have time for you, man. All right. Good morning. A little bit late this morning, obviously, because we were dealing with our VIP package giveaway. The winner is Scott and Sarah. The winners, Scott and Sarah from Santa Cruz, California. He's also known as Seventh Stranger on our backstage pass roster of peoples. And a big congratulations there to you, Scott, and to you, Sarah. I can only say, you know, I love you. I can't live without you. You guys are the bomb. Thanks so very deeply. And like that. Phil Henry Show.